From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Since 1970, New York's Ballet Hispanico has been taking plié, piqué, and grand jeté and injecting them with a healthy dose of olé. And tonight, the country's leading Latino dance troupe comes to the Adrian Arsh Center with a world premiere by one of Miami's most celebrated choreographers. Between last-minute rehearsals, we visited with rising star Rosie Herrera to chat about the piece. It's called Showgirl.
I answered an ad in the newspaper looking for dancers when I was 16, I think, and I got a job working at El Teatro de las Bellas Artes, which is on Calle Ocho. And I became a like mini showgirl because I'm short, so I'm not the traditional showgirl. And this piece was actually inspired by a good friend of mine who I danced with in the cabaret, my first male partner, masculine, barrel-chested and strong. And he eventually became a drag queen. And for this person, who is the definition of masculinity, his only real feminine role models were showgirls. So when he transformed himself into a drag queen, he embodied this specific brand of femininity. So seeing this movement and these gestures on this extremely masculine man helped me to see the aesthetic of showgirl movements in a completely objective way for the first time. And so that was the real inspiration for the work. And then through the deconstruction of the movement, it led us to a much deeper personal point of departure for me.
How much of this dance piece is about female identity or Latina female identity?
I think because I am a Latina woman and because the women in the work are Latina, I think that that influenced the direction of the work, as well as we, you know, as Latinas, we have a history with this specific style of this brand of entertainment. You know, in Cuba, the original showgirls, which a lot of people say were around before the French showgirls, were called las diosas de carne, the goddess of the flesh. And so I think that a lot of us have that deep history of this specific aesthetic, and so it was much more deeply personal for us than I think any other group of people.
In the last 2 years or so, the Rosie Herrera Dance Theater, your own, has appeared at the Baryshnikov Art Center and the Joyce Theater, both of them in Manhattan, very, very well known as major dance theaters. How has that changed things for you?
In a sense, validation in New York in the dance community is very significant. I think it is to a lot of people. It's not so much for me, but I think that it's important for your career. And so the having a successful sold-out run at the Baryshnikov Art Center and having a successful sold-out run at the Joyce, I think really proved to New York audiences that Miami choreographers and Miami dancers can really pull the audience in. And I think that's great for our community.
Whether it's an audience here or in Verkhoyansk, Siberia, when people hear Rosie Herrera, what do you want to be the first thing that enters their minds?
I want them to think of Miami. The references to where I'm from, where I live, and the dancers that I work with are what I find is a really beautiful representation of this city. And so for those that are unfamiliar with the work, I have no problem with them thinking Miami. Interestingly enough, for a long time, if you Googled Rosie Herrera, the thing that would pop up was a picture of a drag queen. And I'm cool with that too.
That was choreographer Rosie Herrera. Her piece, Showgirl, makes its world premiere with New York's Ballet Hispanico tonight and tomorrow night at the Adrian Arsh Center. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.